You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q. Cocktail conversations with a controversial.
Thank you for tuning in to QLJNRadio.com. I am DJ Flip, the producer of Cocktail Conversations, right here on the Hot New Q. Tonight's topic is, are breaks necessary in a relationship? We all know the phrase, if you love someone, let them go. If they return, they were always yours. Now that sounds like if a break is necessary, then we should grant it. If your partner comes back, it was meant for you, it was meant to be. But if not, they were not yours to begin with. So move on. What's your take on this phrase? Let's discuss on Cocktail Conversations, where I am sure many different perspectives will be put out there to debate. Like always, the Controversial Counselor has four essential talking points on breaks in relationships. Number one, if you have a game plan in mind and a time set, breaks can be effective to recharge your life. Number two, if your partner is out with an open mind and stop listening to naysayers, a break is better than potentially nothing at all. Number three, are you that worried about being left? Where is your self-confidence? Do you believe that you're worth coming back to? And four, others will always be our own worst enemy. You know, personnel. And believe breaks is for the good. Huh? The phone lines are open during this live show. If you want to begin, call, dial 914-205-5481 and press 1 to speak live on the air. And now, without further ado, here's the host of Cocktail Conversations, the Controversial Counselor himself, David Lorenzo Glover.
All right, what's going on, good people? Yeah. It's been a long week so far, so I'm going to, you know, before we get into our breaks necessary in relationships, I'm going to give you an update on a few things. I always try to be transparent with you. But first, tonight, I'm carrying a heavy heart for several reasons. One of the reasons, found out one of my female friends I grew up with, she passed away early this morning, I guess due to a fire. She was known by me as E-Riv, and when I found out that news, it's been hard throughout the day, just thinking about what she brought to life, the beautiful smile, the silliness, the passion. She was an athlete, hell of a basketball player, probably could beat most dudes in hooping, but just a great person who enjoyed life, liked to have fun, life of a party, and it's just hard to believe, to think about that she'll be no longer with us physically, but she'll always mentally, with memories, be in my heart and pretty much everybody who life she was a part of. So shout out to you, E. We love you, and I wish the best. Your family is in my thoughts and prayers, and I don't know. It's hard, but you always be on my mind and in my heart. And thank I appreciate the time that we had together. It was amazing. All right, that's that. But I don't mean to make it seem like, all right, that was a tough task to say. It's just that the more I talk, the more emotional you get over someone who made an impact on your life. Also, this also has weighed on my heart, and I'm still going to have a few more shows with Cocktail Conversations, but I've decided to take on another challenge with another radio company based out of Baltimore, WMSK, online radio, and trying to stay fresh, trying to stay energetic. New challenge in my hometown right there, more visibility in the studio, and just trying to shake things up. And we're gonna have in the next couple weeks, we're gonna still Cocktail Conversations still gonna be going on, but I decided to name this show The Counselor's Corner, because most people know me as the counselor, the controversial counselor. So I'm just going to try to have a little spinoff on that network, and it'll be more time for me to get into my true feelings of what Cocktail Conversations and KLJN, QLJN, the hot new Q has meant to me. But it'll be a time and place for that. But like I said, I always try to be transparent, so I just want to let you know that that's what I'm leaning towards, and one of the ventures that I'm willing to and try to take on. So, man, it's just been crazy. All of these different emotions going through my mind and my heart. But hey, I'm ready for tonight's show. Are breaks necessary in relationships? Now, we all know in the feedback that I got, most people say, oh, hell no. You automatically assume when someone says, I want to take a break, or when someone says, I need my own space, they automatically assume that it's someone else in the picture. Granted, I don't have the percentages or whatever the case is as far as that, but I'm sure, in some cases that is the case. Oh, before we get to that, I have one more thing. My mind, my wheels is always spinning. I did a video the other day. I put out a survey. I just wanted to basically know about social media, people's presence, what platforms they like to use. So with this, I put out a video, put out the survey saying if you go through, answer the survey, I'm going to have a $100 gift card. It's going to be a drawing. And like I said, I was just, interested to see. So as you try to build and promote your brand, there's certain things you have to do. And with this survey, I just wanted, it's simple. It's going to take like a minute and 30 seconds. That's the average time it takes to take the survey. It's no long, drawn-out thing, and it's easy money. Who wouldn't want that money? Many of you will go and put $2-3 hoping to get a box hit somewhere where you're in the drawing. And I tell you, it ain't that many people in the drawing so far. So you have a great chance of winning $100. Now, you might say $100 ain't much, but hey, it could be gas, it could be an outfit, it could be a pair of shoes, it could be getting your hair done, it could be something. So, hey, anybody could use it, because if I had the opportunity and all I had to do was answer five questions such as, what social media platform do you frequently use more? If you were to listen to an online radio show, what method do you prefer? What time do you spend the most time on social media? What topics do you prefer to read on social media? And if you were to start a new radio show, what topics would you discuss on a weekly basis? So simple as that. So go ahead, go on my page. You'll see it. It's the video. Click on that link, or I just have the actual survey, click on the link, and then answer those questions. Sometimes I don't know how and why it's that way, but sometimes people's names actually come up who took the survey, so I already know. But there's some people I had asked for you to inbox me, or either on that thread say, I've completed the survey, David, and I'll know if you completed it because I'm looking at the numbers. But if you have Messenger, just inbox me so I can put your name in the pot. And Saturday, 9 o'clock, it'll be the big drawing. So, all right. So that's that. So with that said, hopefully, I hope some people are taking the survey now while they're listening to the show. Are breaks necessary in relationships? Well, I'm going to get into the four essential talking points. Now, I know it's probably something difficult that most people would never want to hear that. You don't want nobody, you don't want to be on the other end of someone saying, man, I need a break, because you're automatically going to assume the negative. But, you know, there's certain things that tells your indicators that you may know that you eventually need a break. And so I'm going to talk about the four essential talking points. The first one is, if you have a game plan in mind and a set timetable, breaks can be effective to recharge your life. Now, with that comes communication. You don't want to leave nobody hanging and just say, I need a break, and don't have any communication with them on how long the break is, or if they say, because they may ask, how long is it? And you say, well, I don't know. Well, that's not fair. And to be honest, where this subject came from, and I always tie things into show information, it came from, again, my middle school students. Different situation, couple females, three girls hanging out. One girl, I guess, was kind of rubbing them the wrong way. So two of the girls decided that they want to tell her, the other one, we're taking a break from our friendship. So, of course, the one girl's upset. She's crying. Other people rally around her for support. Now, the two who said they needed a break, I kind of like had to rip them a new one in that perspective. And I know it may be contradictory to that situation, but hey, that's who I am, the controversial counselor. You might get some contradictions or something like that. You might get some controversy. You're going to get some heat. You're going to get some smoke. That's what it is. But so I let them know. I said, well, what type of mess is that? And they're like, well, you know, this and that is going on. I said, so what is she supposed to do? Wait around the May or June, maybe July. You'll decide to come prancing around back into her life. So I said, so you no wonder why people rallied around. So now everybody was mad at the two for saying that. So after breaking it down to them for a while and going through some scenarios and situations, they realized that they could have said something differently or worded it differently. So it does kind of tie in with this, with my first essential talking point, because you got to get somebody a timetable. So if you're taking a break because you want to better yourself, or you got a project going on, or you're stressed at work, at least establish a timeline. People want that data. They want that information. So if you say, here it is today, April, 25th, 24th, and you say, no, it's April, I just need a little break by June, that lets somebody know, maybe, okay, I'm going to see what's going to happen. Meanwhile, you may be still in communication, but you may not be seeing each other as heavy. You may probably, if you didn't live together, you may stay over each other's house 3, 4, 5 times out of the week. But now all of a sudden, it may be just going out, and then you go your way, they go that way. So you have to come up with details on this break. Now, granted, you know, me and Philly Phil was kicking it before the show. there could be someone that really means, like, okay, taking a break, and their interest may lie somewhere else, then, you know, I guess you would have to put that out on the table. Oh, I want to see somebody else. Then, if that's the case, then you may consider that just official breakup, like, you're done, stick a fork in it. But if the person's genuine, you probably want to establish a time frame to let somebody know, like, how long is this supposed to go on? But we're going to get into more of reasons why people may need to take a break, do's and don'ts, and things like that. I'm just going through the essential talking points right now. All right. Number two, hear your partner out with an open mind and stop listening to naysayers. A break is better than potentially nothing at all. And what I mean by that is, damn, if y'all had a conversation, it ain't for you to jump right on the phone with your sister or your moms or whatever the case is. If it's a guy, with your homeboys, let it work out. Trust the process and see what happens, whatever. And I know sometimes you may be hurt, but sometimes you have those naysayers in your ear, and they putting pumping all types of stuff in your head that this little break ends up being a topic of discussion with you and that person all the time, which may not be a good thing. That if you constantly badgering or figuring, asking that person why do they need the break and different things like that, that it starts to be aggravating and annoying and other stuff. So sometimes if you're taking a break, sometimes you have to have that willpower, that fortitude to try to, you know, learn to keep things to yourself. And of course you may have more available time, and people may say, well, I know before it used to be with, of course I got to go with Melvin or whatever, but now all of a sudden you got all this free time. What's up with that? Y'all mad at each other? And all that? You have to learn how to just be able to try to keep things to yourself without divulging all your personal information. Because what's the first thing they're going to say? Now that sounds like some bullshit right there. And he probably doing this and that. And meanwhile, if you're weak-minded, you're already sucking that up. And then, who knows, that break ends up being something permanent, knowing that you really didn't want the break to begin with, but you went along with it. But you had no self-control over your mouth region, which caused things to get worse. I know that sounds harsh, and I would love for someone to call in and, challenge that notion, if so. Okay. Number three. Are you really that worried about being left? Where is your self-confidence? Do you believe that you are worth coming back to? Hey, you got it going on, and you're confident, and you have a busy schedule yourself, and you're not sitting around twiddling your thumbs, and you're like, you know what? Actually, this shit works for me too, because he or she said they needed a break for a month, but now I'm just going to be busy. Hey, I can let you in on a little secret. While that person's taking that break, and then all of a sudden you're not available because you're having a time of your life and you're enjoying life and you're doing things differently, something tells me that break will be shortened. Something tells me that. So live your life. Do what you got to do, and have confidence to know, like, oh, that they'll be back around. But if you're sitting around wondering what you're doing, or calling, like, I called you last night, you didn't answer, I rolled by your house, I didn't see your car there, actually I went to 7-Eleven, it was hot, got me a Slurpee and decided to ride by, didn't see your car, and this was kind of late, where were you? Oh, it's going to be disastrous. Find something to do. Occupy your time and know your worth and know that, oh, that person will be back because you got the goods mentally, physically, and you're going to be all right. I know it's easier said than done, but at least let's talk about it to see how this could pan out. Number four, others will always be our worst enemy. KYP, know your personnel. Believe that the break is for the good. If that person tells you that, you know, they need to recharge, they need to get themselves together, they don't like where they're at, they just need to regroup, then know and believe in that person. Because if you don't believe in them from the get-go, then shit, you should just terminate it anyway. That's your exit ticket out, is the break. But if you know them and you think they're genuine and they're authentic about this breakdown, see what it's worth. But know your personnel. Again, if you think, oh, this, it sounds shady and they got a shady character, then you already know what you have to do. Even though it may hurt, you may have to exit to the left and start rebuilding your world without this person. So those were the four essential talking points. Now, I know that it could have stirred up a lot of disputes or interesting feedback. So if you're listening online and you have something to say about that break situation, or you got your own personal experience about it, then hey, call in 914-205-5481 and let's look at this break situation. But if not, let's move forward. Break. I mean, I could tell you, I remember back in the days, and I can understand what some people will have, like a negative thought process about that. But yeah, like when I originally opened up and I said, sometimes people look at the same thing when somebody says, I need space. Yeah, I remember that dreaded conversation back when I was a youngster. Yeah, man, I didn't do too well at the time with that statement. So I can understand, depending on where you're at mentally and physically, taking a break might be like a curse to you, so it might not set in well. But you know, let's discuss. Is taking a break ever a good idea? Sometimes before asking for a break, you have to do some soul searching and figure out why you need some space. So it's just nothing that you could just automatically. If you're going to tell somebody you're taking a break, you need to be going somewhere with that information. And you need to, like I said, because sometimes people be collecting those data points and they want to know, like, why is this going down? Like, stop playing with me. So you have to be able to have reasons why you need it. Not saying that, you know, you just can't do it anyways, but it's common courtesy. It would be nice to let someone know if you're in a relationship with them and y'all used to spending time together and was supposedly building on something, then it would be nice to let them know instead of just disappearing. All right. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, are you taking a break to avoid toxicity? We all know some relationships are just toxic. It's nonstop. It's constant arguments. There's pots and pans being thrown. There's slaps and pushes and people getting mushed. There's all types of things. And you're up all night arguing and carrying on. And sometimes it just might be like an illness. Some people like to take breaks. They like to breakup to makeup and all that. And before you go through all that toxic behavior, then hell, just be real. Like, why go through all that? I think sometimes there's so many games played that people don't consider that. They just rather travel not the path of least resistance, but they like to just wild out. Just people like drama. We live in a drama filled world, and I'm like this, man. It's already, depending on the nature of your job or what you do, sometimes our day is stressful to begin with. So you need something to off balance that, and you don't want any damn toxic relationship. So in that case, sometimes breaks are necessary, and you have to really do some soul searching to figure out, do you need to continue down this path, because it's it's killing you, it's not working. I already kind of touched on this. You have to establish some ground rules. Too often couples have breaks but never talk about how it would play out in real concrete terms. So again, let people know, what's the reason for the break? Why you need to take the break? How is this break going to get you where you need to get? Because the ultimate goal is you want to find happiness in your relationship. All right, we'll be back with more talking points. Got somebody that's coming on in. Come on in.
What's going on, man? This is your boy.
What's going on, Philly Phil?
How
you feeling?
Yeah, let me go. I'm feeling all right. Let me go ahead on and get my drink.
Go ahead, take that break and get you a cold.
There you go. All right, now, do we need a break in our relationship? I just don't see that. I mean, because when you're thinking about breaking, you're thinking about doing whatever you want to do as far as going out or maybe seeing other people or, maybe you might just be trying, like you say, you might be trying to just kind of reprogram yourself. But needless to say, if you got to reprogram yourself, yo, I'm going on a sabbatical couple of days, I'll be back. I'm going in here in a room or something. I need to be to myself. I mean, like you say, in one of your talking points, you say communicate the break. All right, I'm finna go in here in the other room, and I don't want to be bothered for a while, you know what I'm saying? Because I know we're not in a good place right now. So, and I understand that part of a break, but I ain't talking about no break like, we having a break and I don't talk to you, you don't text me, you don't call me, nothing like that. No, that's a break up.
Yeah.
That's a break up.
And I think that's true, and that's why it's important to give that person that data, that information, what's your intentions on the reason why. Granted, we have some people say, I don't got to explain shit to nobody. But if that person means something to you, then you probably should let them know what your status is.
Exactly. Because it doesn't make sense. I mean, nobody's relationship is that toxic enough for them to say that they don't want to see each other for weeks at a time or days at a time. I mean, really? Is that serious that you got to say, I don't want to talk to you anymore, or you're getting on my nerves that bad that I have to separate myself away from you, even though I love you, but I got to separate myself from you? That doesn't make sense. It's not mathematics. It don't add up.
And I definitely understand that point, but there are some relationships that could be that toxic. It could be bad, and it can go 0 to 100, and you know, it could be those times that you could say, most of the time, we have a great time. We get along well. We're fine when we're out together. We enjoy each other. We can watch a movie. But then it could be those times where, when they say shit hit the fan, it really hits the fan. And then those are the times that you feel like you're drained, like you need to take time off of work to recuperate.
No, you don't have to do all that. Understand, you don't. You have to learn how to be able to decompress in your own little circle, instead of trying to go outside the circle and create havoc and drama and discord in your relationship. It just doesn't make sense to me, you know, that I gotta be away. I understand that, you know, some relationships are that toxic, that, you know, I gotta get away from you for a couple of days, blah blah blah. But if it's real, genuine, true love there, then I mean why even consider that? It shouldn't even be up for consideration.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the telling signs that people have to understand. And like I've said in one of my posts prior, you have to ask yourself the miracle question. The miracle question is your world better with or without that person? That's a simple
exactly.
question. And if you answer it and say, my world is better with that person, then you know that's something you fight for, that love. But if you say, oh, actually, I do well when she goes out of town and I don't see her, I don't think about her, or everything is peaceful,
then
you probably
crazy.
Need to depart.
Exactly. I mean, but that, if you feel that way, certainly you don't need to waste her time or your time with saying that, you know, I need a break. That's just a break up, like I said earlier, you know. Nobody wants to be. These days, relationships are hard to come by as it is. So why would I need to be apart from you, or spend days and weeks and months from you, you know, trying to regain my composure, when all you need to do is get yourself together and sit down and act right, and I won't need no break.
Yeah, and I guess that's the, because we also live in a world that sometimes we take each other for granted, and for some reason we assume that somebody's always going to be around, and when that person may be trying to tell you in a peaceful way, like, listen, this has to stop. I can't do this. I cannot continue to do this. And you like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Then you keep forcing that
cross
person. Country. Sometimes breaks are
away
forced.
From you.
Yeah, they're forced to be taken. And you know, and I want people to think about all the different dynamics to someone asking for a break, or when a break has to be taken. For, you know, when anytime stuff gets physical.
Yeah, of course, if things get physical, you know, of course a break is needed then. But, you know, if y'all just going through little things, you think about a couple or people that have back in like OGs back in the day, married, you know, stayed married. Was like 20, 30 years in. They didn't ask for no break. They made it work between them to make it so that they can still function and still living together and be happily married or still be in a relationship. So that's why the people are not tolerant enough. Every little thing gets on their nerves or what have you, you know, and that just doesn't, you know. Where's your heart? Where's your self-esteem? Where is the inside of you that you can't take nothing? You know, we get to be people that just can't take nothing. You know, a little feather drop. Ooh, a feather drop on me. Come on, get out of here. Stop.
Now, we know that, Phil, you know, we know that it's a lot of different variables to this, and we know that, back in the days, They wouldn't air their dirty laundry. They kept that stuff. It could be a whole lot of secrets going on that you never even knew till you got
right.
older. But now we air out every little thing, and we're such an emotional civilization or culture that, again, with social media and different things like that, news travel fast. And then also we got to think about sometimes you have younger parents, and they, and, you know, sometimes you have family members and friends that, like, they just love, because the focus is off of them now, and they love stuff like that. Oh, y'all taking a break, or you can come run over here, you can stay here anytime, and they like that dissension. They like stuff going instead of saying,
exactly,
you know, you need to go back there and work stuff out with that person. They don't mind, because
right.
they figure, like, well, shit, you ain't there now. Shit, you can help me pay this or whatever. It's scandalous. We live in a, and not in all cases, but I'm just, you know, I like to stir the pot with some of those situations where we're like, since you're not there no more and you've been here, you can contribute to this household.
Is that wrong? See, that makes the whole situation confusing once again, because, you know, you already established a foundation in a relationship, and, you know, depending on what the circumstances is and where you are and who's living with who and who's paying what, and, you know what I'm saying? It just, it's not good. It's not good. It ain't good. It ain't good business to do that. To talk about, I need a break. Yeah, go in the other room and sit by yourself and watch TV or something.
Yeah,
you need a break.
I'm
for real. I mean, I'm for real. Go on in the other room. And it's TV, it's bed in there, you know what I'm saying? You need something to eat, I can feed you, you know? You just want your plate lid in there, I can slide that mug in there on a tray. And, you know, if you don't want to communicate with nobody, but listen, if we in a relationship, you ain't taking your money outside to give to nobody, okay? You keeping that shit right here. Oh, you need a break. You need a break. Okay, there the room is over there. How many days you going to stay in there? About one or two? Okay, I got you.
and I think we have to allow each other to have that space, because sometimes we all come in, we might have certain things that's going on, and that's why men always like to say, I like to have your, you know, your man cave or your way to get away.
Exactly.
And by the way, ladies, that's a good investment, whatever. When you sitting around wondering, like, what should I get him for Father's Day, birthdays, and stuff like that, knowing he may not sweat any of that stuff, damn, hook up that man cave. Go ahead and get that reclining chair. Some MJ posters or whatever, the little refrigerator to keep the cold ones in. Focus on that.
Go.
Get that man cave straight. Then you'll be like, man, when he go down there, he only go down there for an hour, and that break be over with. Then he come up and be a whole
Thank
different
you.
Person.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just, I think that young folks really, it's just the excitement of being split apart and having other options. But if you don't want to be with the person, don't be with them. Having a break is not even up for consideration, because y'all not together. If I don't want to be with you, I won't be with. If I don't want to be with girlfriend A. Girlfriend A, me and girlfriend A, we've been hanging out for a while. You know, we've been kicking it a long time. You know what I'm saying? But girlfriend A is getting on my nerves. So here comes Lady B, and she's talking right, and she's acting right. And I think I want to talk to her. So I eliminate girlfriend A and start talking to girlfriend B. Notice I say eliminate. You can't mm-hmm. you can't find yourself talking about, I need a break, and then I'm going to go talk to girlfriend B. Nah, just go ahead and eliminate girlfriend A. That way your options are open. But girlfriend B, if you wanna talk to her, you know what I'm saying, do whatever you got to do. But, I mean, in a relationship, a break, it's not an option. Unless you're just breaking up, you know.
and you say that, and here goes a point that kind of I can piggyback off of that. It said, recognize that sometimes a break brings a couple one step closer to an actual breakup. Yes, sometimes taking a break is a half measure that eventually leads to the couple splitting up. It's like a Band-Aid approach. How long would that last? It could be a healthy choice to step away from the relationship that determines its future path, but on the other hand, it could be a mid-step between being together and breaking up. For many people, proposing a break is a softer way to say they truly wish to just break up.
Exactly.
So you were dead on with that one, Philly Phil. That sometimes that is the approach. But again, when I say KYP, it's know your personnel. You already know, like he always hitting around, or listening to people. And ladies, I'm going to say this, but then again, I just can't put it on the ladies because I know sometimes now we have guys that talk more than women. See, the problem is a lot of times people say, I don't care what happened in their last relationship. It's about you need to care. You need to figure out tendencies and patterns and things of that nature to know, like, oh, damn, that's how he ended up with me. Because he took a break or said he was stressed out, he ended up leaving, and now we're together. You have to understand these tendencies, and most people ignore that, and they say, oh, we're finally together, and things are going to change. He ain't going to change. He's still, you are who you are. He's still who he is, or she's still who she is. So,
exactly. Nobody's changed. I mean, listen, if you're in a relationship, You already know who you're with, unless you just got in a relationship with them, and then you really don't know them, and then that's when you feeling people out, trying to figure out where they stand and who they lie, and you know what I'm saying, where you stand in their little circle. But if you already got a circle going on, man, the break is, hey, if a homegirl need a break, yeah, your girlfriend need a break. You got a little bit of money saved up. Send her to the spa. That's a nice break for her.
And sometimes, ladies, and I don't know if y'all would do that, but sometimes guys will sponsor your break. If you say, "Oh, I'm so tired. I gotta clean this house. I gotta do this. I just need a break. The kids getting on my nerves." Sometimes, instead of hearing all that hoop and hollering, the guy might say, "Here, I got you. I'm gonna sponsor you. You and your girlfriend, you and your sister. Oh, she said she was going on that New York City trip or whatever the case is. Oh, here you go. Here you go. See you Sunday or whatever the case is." It's all about how you play. And sometimes maybe that, just those couple days or whatever, may be refreshing, and you might say, "Oh, I miss my household," or whatever the case is. And I don't know how many women going to sponsor a guy's trip when him and his boys say, "Yo, we about to go out of town." Whoever playing who, the Raiders or the Ravens playing such and such out of town, we about to do a little road trip. I don't know how many women going to say, "All right, I'm going to pack this up for you," because they always worried about the next individual who you're with. So that way the break doesn't end up being a break, because they're constantly calling you during your break.
Exactly. And I am in your messages. What you doing? You know what I'm saying? Would you already know what I'm doing? If you following me, on social media, then you see that my direction finder is at the game. So I'm at the game.
Yeah. So I guess what we're saying, people listening, sometimes it's maybe not those long-term breaks. It might just be those short breaks. You know, let him or let her have that little time and to get away. And sometimes those little getaways make you put everything in perspective. And then when you come back, that may be enough to recharge yourself. Now, when I did research on this, it was one point I came across, and they were saying something like 2 weeks is an adequate time for a break. If you're going to propose that, then 2 weeks is adequate time. Anything more than 2 weeks is that sketchy.
Now, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
What?
That's too much, Phil. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 days. I'm saying it doesn't make. It's just not very logical to say that I need 2 weeks away from me. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It don't make sense. It don't make sense. I don't get it.
I don't know how many people have, when you think about the average working person who has 2 weeks to get away from that person, because most people feel like, a damn show, 2 weeks, if I'm not going to be in the house, so a damn show ain't about to go around family for 2 weeks, so I'm better off staying where I'm at. But we're going to come back up shortly, going to take a quick break, not a two-week break. We'll be back momentarily, and you're listening to Cocktail Conversations on the Hot New Q, and tonight's subject is, are breaks necessary in a relationship? And we'll be back momentarily.
Make a losing mind after weekend.
cocktail conversations with a controversial counselor on KLJN 107.7. You just can't make this stuff up.
All right, we're back live on Cocktail Conversations, and this is your host, the controversial counselor, David Lorenzo Glover. And tonight's topic is, are breaks necessary in relationships?
Yeah.
So when we look at it, I want to talk about 8 reasons why breaks could be necessary. So I know Phil is going to counter those and say, damn, you got 8 reasons?
A whole eight.
We might not. And sometimes that's the plan. And then the first one is, if you try the good old AAA or AAA apology, affection, and a promise of action, and that doesn't work, and, you know, you're hitting the person with, I love you, and that turns out to be nothing but more than a Band-Aid approach. And so let me let people know, when you say the Band-Aid approach, you already know what a Band-Aid approach is. You put a, you know, somebody's bleeding profusely, and they're bleeding, and you think you can stick a Band-Aid on it, and, you know, you might eventually have a little, it might end up being a scab, whatever, but as soon as you hit that scab or whatever the case is, and if that Band-Aid gets old and it comes off, then it's going to start bleeding again. Damn, somebody said, oh, let me interject on that one right now from the first point. Okay, that's cool. All right, come on in.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Dietrich, or a.k.a. former King Dietrich? Deals. Yeah, Deals. Would you like a nice refreshing coconut water with a little ginger?
Yeah, you can do that.
Alright.
You definitely
so,
can do that.
So what's your take? How you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah,
what's
been
going on, brother?
What's going on, King? I call you King. It's
odd. what's up, Phil? What's my take on this? I'm just trying to wonder, realistically, if you're in a relationship, why are you seeking a breakup in the first place? I mean, I think that that's something that if you're going into a relationship, I would think that you're going in there for the long haul, to go through the ups and downs, sickness, whatever.
Thank you, sir.
You're going to be there for the person. But if you do need a break, then the break should be complete. I mean, because you have some people you have to think about it. This is how crazy relationships become. You have some people that live in the same house and they don't even sleep in the same bed.
Right. I got that.
I got that part.
And to me, even if you're in a relationship, that's considered a break. If y'all not sleeping together, you know what I'm saying? If you sleeping in another room besides your significant other or your wife, that's your break right there.
Right.
Unless it's more serious than that. But you go ahead, man.
But you know what, counselor, I would say this about love. And people might think I'm talking off the wall, but I just think that love should always have that freshness of like high school. You know how when you first fall for a girl or want to talk to a girl, you can't wait to talk to her on the phone again. You can't talk to see her again. You can't talk just to be in her presence.
Right.
And that's how it goes.
Hell, that's me right now.
the caveat to all of that is, whenever that phrase came out, about sweating someone or whatever, I don't know who first said it, then everybody feel like, stop sweating me, get off my Bozak and all that stuff, when really it's a healthy way of sweating someone. It's a healthy and productive way. But we always look at that as, they're crowding me. So And that used to be that freshness of that high school when you were like, man, are we going to talk to each other? Oh, my God, I can't wait to get home. Because I remember them times whenever, damn, and I'm thinking about it. I hate to call y'all, but I'm going to call y'all. When you had that pink Conair phone, that pink Conair phone, Dietrich, you had it, and you tried to say it was Tasha's phone, and you'd be like, damn, man, if oh, Dietrich ain't here, so I'm going to slide up in there and use his pink Conair phone and have a conversation, and you didn't want to tie up. You wanted to make sure you was there for that phone call. And, oh, man, yeah, think about that. Stuff used to be hectic as hell when you call yourself dating when you was younger and everybody was fighting for a phone.
It's so different nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Back when I was dating, see kids can't appreciate when you ain't had no money.
Right.
Shoot, because when I had a girlfriend and I couldn't get across town to her house on a weekday, I'd go down the street to the payphone with a quarter and call her and then get her the number to call the payphone back, and I'll talk the rest of the night till time to go home and go to bed. See, that's how you play the game, you know. It's much different now, of course.
But that's how you got to keep it fresh too, and like
exactly.
People get into relationships and they say, you know, I'm just tired of her or I'm tired of him. And we always talk about this with communication, because breakups, when people talk about breakups, it usually means lack of communication. When you go to that degree of breakups and people are like, we just need a breakup. And when you find out, or when you talk to the two individuals and you say, well, y'all ain't even communicate. That's why y'all breaking up. And they don't even know why they're taking the break.
Right.
So I just think that when you sit up there and talk about breakups, you got to really think about what you're doing in the relationship in the first place.
Exactly.
Because realistically, you can't break up with yourself.
No.
What I mean by that is that your wife or your husband or whatever you call this should be your second self. And there should be no separation between the two, because y'all should become one. And when y'all become one, there's no separation in that.
But see, that's the problem. They still trying to be a good two instead of becoming a better one.
I will say a man's defense, Phil, and I know the women might get mad about this, but the women got this mentality that they're pumping so much about this independence. And so when they do have a man that really appreciate them and like them, and they be like, well, he just want to be around me. But you got to realize, too, like, women are they're so two-faced. Like, if a man don't have a job, they say, you need to get a job. If he do got a job, they say, you work too much. If he hang with his friends, they be like, all you do is hang around your friends. But if he don't got no friends, they be like, you need some friends. And so it becomes a lot of factors.
Right.
A lot of factors, isn't it? And so I just think that if you're breaking up with somebody, then you need to really analyze your situation and think about it.
That's true. I mean, when you're talking about taking a break from another person, you know what I'm saying? Y'all done been in the trenches. You know, it's just not considered unless you're just gonna reach the impasse and say, well, nah, I can't agree with what you're saying, or we just gotta break up, you know, and that's cool.
Right.
Man, but if you're in a relationship for the long haul, you know what I'm saying, I'm down for you and you down with me, it's just like I was saying earlier, I was telling them earlier, you know, I want to take a break. Oh, yeah, you want to take a break? Yeah, I was going to go in this room right here. Ain't nothing in there but the TV and the bed and everything, you know. And my baby give me dinner. And, you know, I ain't
got
to converse with nobody or nothing for a couple of days.
Right.
You know.
I might treat you like Uncle Pete on soul food.
And that's my break. But that's my break, see. And so the money's staying in the house. I'm staying in the house. And, you know. And then I get what I want, you know.
Yeah, your break should be going to the store, going for a walk.
Exactly.
Watching the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
That should be a break. And that's just my opinion. But you know what?
Two damn weeks. You talk about going to see some damn body.
Right. But you know what? I'm gonna quote this book. One of the Sister Soldier books, right? It was called Midnight, A Deeper Love, or whatever. But this girl wanted to fight him so bad because they both took up their arts, some martial arts or whatever. And he didn't want to fight her. He's like, I'm not fighting no girl. And she made this point. She said, How well you fight with a person, that's how you know how they gonna be with you during the fight. And basically, she was like, basically the point that she was making is that when you're going through something and people sit up there and be like, look, I'm tapping out, I'm taking a break, and they don't want to go through the fight, that's not the person that you need to be with anyways. Because a person
right.
that's fighting with you, they're going to fight with you. They're going to knock down walls. They're going to knock out storms. They're going to knock out everything with you because they're really with you. People just got to realize who's with them.
Through thick and through thin. I mean,
right.
Come on now. It get a little bit hard on people these days that just want to give up. Come on, man. You ain't got no intestinal fortitude. I mean, stick it out, you know? I mean, you have one little bad argument, and you're like, oh, that's enough. I want to take a break.
I think that's the thing. And I think part of the reason is because the chatter, the talking, whatever, the letting everybody be inside of your relationship.
Everybody knows
I'm a big sports guy. And when you think of sports, when you think about when sometimes teams have dysfunctions, and then you have some idiot sport player go around tweeting and putting stuff out there, and that's not a part of that organization, that they don't do that, then everybody's upset on them. That's how relationships are, that you go through one little thing, one little argument, or discussion, or, you know, it might be a knockout argument of a couple hours, nothing physical, but just going back and forth. That has to be aired out through emojis and all that, and stuff like that. Stop that shit. You have to stop it. You can't do that. So you wonder why some people say, I need that break. Now, 2 weeks. Yeah, you must be on Lake Tahoe somewhere. You got to be somewhere for 2 weeks or whatever. But it's realistic. I wonder how many people could approach, and I'm just going to say, because I know most of my fan base may be women, I wonder how a woman would take if a guy said, you know what, I'm getting away this weekend, I'm going to take me a little break, whatever, to recharge, work stress. I wonder how
like,
that would be received.
Where we going?
Yeah.
you know what, too, David, a lot of times some people take advice from people that don't even have a relationship or don't even know nothing about relationships or never been in a relationship. It's kind of like you're taking an economics class and you have somebody that's bankrupt teaching you about economics. Like, what is he going to teach you? He don't even know nothing about the field that he's teaching. And so people sit up there and they go to their friends and they be like, I just need to talk to somebody. And they talk to their friend and they be like, when the last time you had a boyfriend? I had one in 5 years. So why the hell are you talking to her? I'm like, what the hell are you?
Yeah. And I think the language that we should be using is not so much everybody's entitled to have some breaks. It's healthy breaks. And being able to communicate what those breaks look like.
Yeah, but see, it's just like Deidre was saying. You know, your break is I'm going to the store. You know what I'm saying? Your break
no,
ain't.
Oh, man, I got to interrupt
your
on
break
that. Sometimes
ain't,
that store is just right around
I'm
the
saying,
damn corner.
Your break
you need
is,
a little longer.
Your break is I'm taking a walk around the corner. I'm going to clear my head. Come on, man. How long does it take? It takes 2 weeks because your head
stopped. We already got off that 2 week point. I said that may be a little stretch, whatever. But so
oh,
okay,
David. 2 weeks
okay,
to clear
David,
your
so,
head, stop it.
Huh?
Right. So
2 weeks to clear
like
your head,
said,
stop it.
when a healthy break be like, okay, you're going to your job, and I know you might have some stress with your job, but you're away from your loved one then. If you go play hoops or something, you're away from her. But it's the things that you do to find your peace that you go take your break into. But your break should never be like, I'm just completely away from her. That's just a little extra.
Your break is not packing your clothes and leaving the damn house. That's not a break.
Listen.
That's a break.
Listen, fellas. Listen, fellas. I don't see nothing wrong with you establishing the time frame. Like, hey, baby, I'm on head, and I know y'all not feeling this, whatever. But hey, baby,
go ahead, man. Do your thing.
For this weekend, I'm gonna get away, whatever. I'm gonna go down to Rodale's. He down in South Carolina. I'm gonna go hang out, whatever. Things been kind of rocky on the job. We ain't been getting along, whatever. You know, and I'm gonna talk to you throughout. And sometimes you may just need that. Dennis, listen, hear me out. Then there may be times that you may say, listen, we need to get away from this environment, these walls. I mean, you're gonna take a break, and we ain't talking about work. We ain't doing that. We gonna do something fun. So sometimes you gotta have a good balance.
That's different. That's different though, Dave, because you said we gonna take a break. These mothers talking about, I want to take a break. I don't want to be split from you. How you want to be split from somebody that you've been in a relationship with? Y'all already got a foundation. Everything's established, but now I want a break. Shut up and sit down.
Now, let me say this. Let me say this about breaks and security, because that's those two elements is really important. If you are taking those type of getaway breaks, if the woman or the man feels secure, then it's a whole another different element. Because sometimes people have jobs that send them away. But when you know what you got and you know what you have, you don't really worry about that. But when a woman...
KYP, know your personnel.
Thank
right,
you.
And if the person is insecure and they have a reason to feel that way, then those breaks become dangerous. Because now you got the one person like thinking, I know she's doing something. And while the person is gone, that's what they're thinking about. Like, I know they're up to something. But when you're secure in your situation... and you don't have nothing to worry about.
That's right. When you're secure in the love for the person that you're with, you can go to $10, you can stay a couple of days and come back and everything still be good.
Right.
You know, but in relationships nowadays, we don't have enough stick 'em on ourselves. When things get real hard, or when a relationship gets to the place where we're not agreeing on certain things, or we at opposition about certain things, then I don't want to see you no more. Get out of here. Stop it. Go sit down.
We want something for nothing. We want relationships, but we don't want to fight to have a relationship. And so as soon as some turmoil comes, we like pretty
that's
much
right.
I'm done. I'm not
it's
going
too much. It's too much show and tell also. So, for example, I could say to myself, if Dietrich lives somewhere else, and I say, you know, I'm about to go holler at my brother, and say if he, you know, if he was into, I'm going to holler at my brother, we going to, they having a boxing match down in his town, I'm going down there just to get away for the day or whatever. It's too much analyzing if you're posting up pictures, blowing up. Well, I seen some hand in the background. Who is that? Or whatever the case is. They blowing it up. That wasn't no man hair. I mean, seriously, this is the stuff that people argue and look at, whatever. Yeah, I seen y'all pictures
sense.
And all this stuff. You gotta find stuff for you to do during that time. If you sitting around worried about, okay, they said it's going to come, you know, you're on the phone like, I'm going to call you about an hour or whatever, the traffic got busy, whatever, I'm going to hit you back, whatever, and you sitting around really waiting on that and all that stuff, then that break is not going to be a break. It's going to be more hectic, whatever, so, and it's just going to be frustrating. We got to put ourselves in healthy situations.
Well, you know what? You know what, counselor? That's because people don't clear their plate before they go up to get the next meal. And so you sit up there and you have damn spaghetti all over your plate. Then you want to throw some cheesecake on there. They don't even go together. You really got to clear your plate before you get into something, because now you're going into a relationship and you just got out of one 3 days ago. And you see the person, you're like, yo, when you just on Facebook, it just said you was with JoJo. Now it's up there and you with Tom. Like, what the hell? Like, well, we broke up. So now me and Tom talking. And so it's just crazy. It's like, you got to clean your plate. You got to make sure that you find yourself. Because anyways, in relationships, you lose yourself. And you start catering to the person that you with. And you forget your self-identity. And so you got to have your plate clear. You got to have a clear head before you jump into something.
That's right.
And I think that's the point, that many of us do not know how to clear our heads. So, and people may say, you know, they may look at this as like basic information, and now I understand the little things lead to big things, that this is basic 101 stuff that people need to say to themselves, we got to go back to the basics. We got to go back to the basics or whatever. We live in a world of people with a caviar taste with bologna money.
Or champagne taste with beer money, bro.
you gotta be able to support or hold up what you can handle. And sometimes you just gotta go back to the basics and start fresh. And even in relationships, when you had those stormy situations where you arguing and carrying back, you have to maybe go back and separate. Maybe, like you said, he'll take that walk and say, you know what, we need to go back to maybe recreating that scene when we went out on our first date, whatever. And you got to be creative.
You got to
be creative all the time. We spend too much time consumed in our jobs and all this stuff, and we lose creativity. Because when you're trying to get that person, or your ass pulling out all the stops, doing all types of wild shit to get that person.
Exactly.
But you gotta gotta be creative.
No, because it's like when you get that money back, pretty much once you got her, you feel like you don't gotta do nothing. Before, every week she was getting roses, she was getting edible arrangements, everything, and she was like, oh my god, this guy is so sweet. Then as soon as she got that money back, finger a damn thing. And she said, damn, like, what happened? He used to get the door, he used to do this, he used to call me all the time. Now I don't even hear from him. And so what happened? And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about that high school love. It's that love that you gotta do it consistently, because you have to realize your woman is a gift to you. And
that's right.
That's how you gotta always remember. You cannot slip a moment and forget what you have. And
that's
you wanted
true.
Her for a reason. And so when you got her, don't sit up there and get too complacent and comfortable and be like, well, I got her, she ain't going nowhere, and you start acting funny.
But to play devil's advocate to that, is sometimes women need to understand what they have to do. If he putting all that, don't tell a man, oh, I don't cook. We ain't start off the relationship. No, your ass need to cook. You need to do something.
I'll bring you in the kitchen. I'll show you what the pans do and what the pots do.
Cause you don't want to have Charles Barkley mentality. You know, I'm a sports guy. He said, I never get a woman to watch because they got a clock on the stove.
Well, that's good. The woman definitely should know how to cook. And I know a lot of people be like, well, I don't need to know how to cook, it's microwaves. No, she definitely should know how to cook. That should be a given. Because you look at all
this
stuff.
You got to be able to make something else besides reservations, man. That's
right. Right, she know how to cook oodles and noodles. That's her limit. Or some scrambled eggs. Is she done?
So after you get tired of eating scrambled eggs, now then what?
Off to the Chinese shop.
Nah, we ain't messing with them. We ain't mess with them at all. Won't go over there.
But you know what? It's just amazing, though, realistically, too, when you just think about relationships and people in relationships and their ideals of relationships. And that's why we always talk about this, even dealing with relationships. You have to know history of people. Because even
right.
if a woman, if you look at a woman that feel like she always got to have a man, then something happened with her to make her think that she always got to have a man. Or vice versa. If you look at a man that just feel like he always got to have a woman, that he can't do nothing without a woman, then something happened that made him feel like I always got to have a woman. And so now they never have that time to just look at themselves and say, let me make some adjustments for myself before I go into something new. And they just constantly jumping into something else. Now, those type of
people. Oh, man.
Those type
yeah.
of
people. Okay, okay.
But when you're in a relationship...
I understand that out of that perspective. But when you're in a relationship with somebody that you've been in a relationship with 30, 60, 90, 120 days, there ain't no break.
There is a break, Phil. It has to be negotiated what those breaks look like. What do they look like?
Okay.
You can't say to somebody, I'm taking a break, and you don't give them any details or whatever. That's just like you at work and you say, oh, I'm about to take a break. And they say, oh, well, what time are you going to be back or whatever? And you say, oh, whatever.
I'll be back when I get back.
I'll be back when I get back. That's the perfect example, Phil. Thanks for that. I'll be back when I get back. That doesn't work. So
but some
you
people
have to,
do that.
Yeah, people do that. I get back when I get back. Don't question me. So
right.
you have to be able to lay down details. What does those breaks look like? Do people ever talk about what does in relationships? What about when it goes sour and we get into it? How are we going to handle this? What do you do when you get upset or whatever? And I think you talked about this before, Dietrich, the vital signs, and somebody say, oh, usually I get upset, I break stuff in the house. Oh, hell no, you ain't about to break my big screen TV. I didn't pay. When you get mad, whatever. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. So
right.
you have to talk about these things. We always look at the good things and we never be prepared for the worst times. And
right.
that's
we
our
look,
problem.
We
look at all
at
the good things,
she,
never be prepared for the
we
bad
look at
times.
How she stopped traffic with her jeans. And we say, damn, you see what she did? All the cars were backed up. But we don't think that maybe some screws might be missing in her head. And so then we see her and we pull up and we say the right thing and she give us some rhythm. And then the next thing you know, we start talking to her and we like, wow, she burned down her last man's house. Why you ain't know that? I didn't even know she was that crazy. But we don't pay attention to vital signs. We do not pay attention to vital signs. And I can't put emphasis on that you have to pay attention. And people tell on themselves anyway, but you only can pretend so long. You are who you are. You can act like you this great ball player, but then when you get on the court, you can't even do a layup.
Exactly. You got your jump shot fall short 10 times. But I'm saying... You need to in relationships, breaks are like breaks don't come all they don't come frequent, you know what I mean? But it's like Dietrich said, you know, your break is taking a walk or going to the store or something like that, you know, if you're in a relationship. My thing is, she's like, I need a break. Hey, you go to this room over here. And you know what I'm saying? I clean it. If you don't want to talk to nobody, you ain't got to talk to nobody. I'll feed you. And you be in there with your thoughts. However many days you going to be in there with your thoughts. When you come out, you want to communicate.
Because, I mean, you think about it, Dave, that even when we were young, growing up, and this is not on no boyfriend stuff. This is just family things. There was always siblings that didn't get along, and you always had to find a way to get along. And sometimes you would just leave, you'll be mad, You'll be mad at your brother, mad at your sister, and you'll just leave. But guess what? At the end of the day, the relationship still works. And that's how it is when you're coming into a relationship with somebody. You have to find a way to make it work. You can't sit up there and be like, well, I'm just going to be gone for 3 months. I'm going to be gone for 6 months, and I'll get back to you. Because how is that person going to feel?
Ain't going to be no getting back to nobody on at no dang on 3 months or no 6 months. They going to have somebody else.
Then you come back and you say, yo, why are you talking to so-and-so? He was gone for 3 months. Now, when you look at her history, now let's just say, I'm just going further into it. You look at her history, that's the same thing that her father did to her mother. He never came back. And you ain't even know that. And so now, when you come back, you like, dang, I said I'll be back. It's 3 months later, though. She used to guys leaving and never coming back.
Exactly.
So, you know, we can see where this is going, and something that seems so minute and something small, there's so many integral parts that play pieces in this that's the beauty of it all. You might say, are breaks necessary in relationships? And people are like, oh, hell no. When you think about it on the onset, but when you start breaking it down and you look at it and say, if there are established breaks, so we got to figure out what does breaks look like for us. Is it, oh, he's down in his man cave and I'm not bothering him, or I went out and got my nails done, or I went, you know, to my sister's house across the town. You know, you have to find out what works for you. And like I always say, KYP, know your personnel. Know what works for a person. Know what makes them tick. And when you don't know what makes a person tick, and I always say it, I'm a sports guy, and I'm always going to say this, that coaches and teachers, they already know. They observe it. So they know what makes people tick, or how they operate, or how they like to get the ball, or how, you know, their routine and things like that. You have to start being more observant, whatever. It just can't be because somebody has a nice frame, or damn, he smelled good, or he always dressed head to toe. You got to know what makes a person tick and how they operate. We do a poor job of knowing what makes somebody operate.
Hey, counselor, I know the time is short, brother. Can I just add some? So for your listeners, I just want to add some advice on how to make a relationship work, right? And the best way to make your relationship work is to make it yours. And what I mean by that, make it yours. Don't sit up there. Don't get all on that social media. Don't do all that. Deal with your relationship amongst the person that you're in a relationship with. It's not for everybody. Everybody don't need to know what goes on in your household. And so when you make it yours, when you have problems, the two people work it out. The family work it out. It then becomes everybody's problem. And everybody's input is not in it.
And I know sometimes people think that's easier said than done. But we're in a different world, and people communicate differently. They like that fast mode, like pressing buttons, like I said, emojis or GIFs and different whatever it's called, different things like that. And we just have to figure out what makes us tick. So at the end of the day, breaks is what you make them. Certain situations, break may be it may be necessary. In some cases, it may not, but it depends on the foundation that you laid out from the get-go on what your breaks look like.
Right.
And I always tie that in, also into work, whatever. You already know, some people never take breaks at work. They just keep working, they keep grinding and all that stuff. And you might encourage them to take a break, and you might say, listen, you need to take your 30 minutes or your 45 minutes. Just shut your door, close your eyes. It's healthy. Breaks are healthy. It's how you establish those breaks. You at work, you don't take breaks, but you're going for 2 hours. Now somebody worried. They're like, what the hell? Are you, what's going on here?
Well, you got fired. When you came back.
It's establishing that, and we have to establish. And let me, for the record, because I get tired of people questioning. I am not no relationship expert, so stop saying that. All I want is good conversation and discussions. So don't get it twisted, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be able to establish. Well, you have to have some type of skills to be able to establish and draw conversations from people. But these are good conversations that's useful for anybody. Married couples, people that want to get into the dating game, people that's in it. We just have to be productive and have these conversations, because if we don't, then should those breaks end up being disappearing acts more than anything.
Hey, David, you know what this one girl asked me?
Uh-huh.
She said, I never know if you have a girl. And you know what I told her?
What?
I said, you're not my girl. That's why you don't know.
You said what?
You're not my girl. That's why you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need to know that? That's not going to benefit you any. And it might sound cold, but reality, what would she do with that information?
It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. And we just have to we have to take our time to figure out how to make things better. And there's no cookie cutter approach to anything. But unless you take the time to invest in good communication or knowing how somebody operates, because when you know how your mate operates, you ain't even got to say nothing. You're like, you can look in their face. You can look at body language. You could see certain expressions. Say, she irritated, or he irritated. You already know. So therefore, and you also know what makes them feel better. Maybe it's just cracking a joke, or maybe a little subtle little movement, a little kiss, whatever, on the frontal lobe, whatever. You know, you got to have the skill set to do that. You don't want nobody kissing on. You don't want to kiss on nobody and your lips crusty as hell, or whatever the case is. But it's certain things that you already know. So you can watch them come through the door like, yeah, she pissed. But you know how to make things better. When you learn how to make things better, then those breaks don't have to be long extended breaks. But when you still struggle with how to make things better, then you're going to keep getting what you're getting. We always talk about that. Any closing remarks? We got like 30 seconds.
I would just say know yourself. Just know yourself. Know who you are. Before you do anything, know who you are. That's all I can say.
All I got to say is, if you're in a relationship and you've been in a relationship strong, there is no such thing as a break. There is no such thing as a break up. But if you need to take a break, go in another room for a couple of days, go take a walk or something. But,
yeah,
I mean, enhance your relationship with the break that you take. I put it that way. I'm out here.
And that's all quality information, and you know, we still this you know, it's still a plateau of building and trying to reach to that point. So we're all work in progress. No one has the absolute perfect approach, whatever. And whoever pretends to be an expert, they full of shit. We all just grow. We just learn, and we just put different things out there, and you see what happens. And when you communicate and you talk with sometimes it's non-directive communication or whatever the case is, long as some form of communication, you know, things could happen. But with that said, we out. I want to thank Philly Phil for coming in. Dietrich Dios, formerly known as King Dietrich, for coming in on tonight's discussion. And ladies, where you at? Because y'all the ones who want to stop us from taking these breaks, or sometimes y'all want breaks. So need to hear more from you. Come on now. We don't bite. We hear. Let's build. Can't build with just three with dudes. We gotta have some female participation. But I ain't gonna. I'll talk about that on social media. All right. Yeah, y'all probably think like, oh, he running the social media. Hell yeah, I'm running to it at that time because it's appropriate. But thank you all. What a day. All right. See you next week. Everybody enjoy the rest of the week. Hopefully everybody has some good weather. Enjoy yourself. Take a break. Relax. And come back together and let's build. Peace.
Years of automotive excellence. Over 100,000 patents. At Mercedes-Benz, we've always been a company of breakthrough innovation, of expert care, superior service. And for decade after decade, our master certified technicians have been the driving force behind keeping our cars running at peak performance. Now, it's time to discover what they can do for you. Visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.